before our Creator and Redeemer. So now, please join me in call to worship in one mind, one faith, and one God. Please stand as you are able in your body or in your soul. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins.
Has mercy and endures forever.
Let us sing together, "What wondrous love is this, O my soul," verse 1. What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul? What wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this that sought the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul? For my soul to bear the dreadful curse for my soul. Amen. Please be seated. Today's scripture reading is taken from the prophecy of Joel, chapter 2, verse 1 and 12. And 13. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. Yet, even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your heart and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relent from punishing.
Thank you.
Ash Wednesday. It is the first day of the Lenten season in which we reflect the passion and death of Jesus Christ. We love Easter, but without passion and death, there is no resurrection. So we need it. And we renew our commitment to Christ. And it is also a season that we acknowledge our mortality and sins before God. So we have the scripture reading today, which speaks about the alert to return to God. God spoke to the people of God, "Come back, return to me. I want you to come back." And now, God is speaking to you and me, "Come back, return to me. Return to me with all your heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning." And it is a tender calling of God for us to return. And it is a blessing for us to find where we are and who we are in the middle of our daily routine. And it is an alert, loving and kind alert. Have you experienced any kind of alert like that? Life-threatening moment? And you have an alert. Have you had anyone who alerts you, trying to help you get through a hard moment or even save you? So, I want to tell you mine. In 2006 and 2007, my wife and I, we have been to Africa as missionaries. So our base camp was in Worcester in South Africa. It's just an hour from Cape Town. So during the time, we made a group of seven people, three South African, one Ghanaian, one Canadian, and my wife and me. So we went on 2 months mission trip to Gweru, Zimbabwe. So we rented a van, drove for over 30 hours. Yeah, you heard me right, 30 hours on highway number one to get to Zimbabwe. It was very nice. Nice weather, beautiful. The thing was, our van was really, really old. It was a Volkswagen van, exactly the one, made in 1978. So it was in 2006, so it was already 28 years old. And the mechanic said, "We were not supposed to drive over 50 miles an hour. Otherwise, you will get trouble. And you have to take a break for 10 minutes every hour for 30 hours. Oh, my. But it was fine. So we safely arrived in Zimbabwe. And 2 months later, when we completed our mission trip, we were really happy, and we were really excited. Yeah, we are going home. Yeah, base camp was home. We were too much excited, and the van broke down in the middle of nowhere. We smelled the engine burning with the van smoking, and there was no car passing by. We really didn't know what to do. About a half hour later, we saw a semi-truck approach. Thank God. Yes, that moment, you automatically say, "Thank God." The truck driver stopped the truck and came to us, and he was a giant. I bet he was probably 6'5", or taller, and huge. Really. And he looked really tough. We were kind of scared because when we saw him, he might be a gang. We thought about that. We were really scared. But he was really nice. Towing our van to a close town, we said, "Thank you so much. Thank you for your help. Really appreciate it. Bye-bye." Because we were kind of scared of him. And we were trying to find an auto shop. But about a half hour later, the truck driver came back to us. He looked a little bit anxious, saying, "You better leave this town right now. It is a dangerous town, dangerous place. I will give you a ride to a big city. You should leave your car here and go with me right now. Believe me." Now he looked more scarier. In many places in Africa, human trafficking is common. It happens here and there. You hear that news almost every day on television. And we began to think, "Oh my, how can we trust him?" And he helped us. Okay, we really love it. We appreciate it. But it is not a good idea to go with him. But he kept talking to us to leave the town with him. So I said, "Sir, with all respect, thank you. I really appreciate your help, but we don't trust you anymore." It was a life or death moment. Then now he was almost begging us, no, you gotta go with me. You should leave this town right now. So we went to the police station asking for help, asking for protection from him, actually. But the truck driver was still following us, and we met a police officer. But the police officer, he refused to help us. "Sir, just for one night, we may stay in your jail, please." And the police officer said, "Nope, you have a white people and Asian people. So people in this town will kill me, rob you, and kill you too. Go away." Can you believe that? So we had no option. So two African black people remained with our van, and the rest of us took the semi-truck. Two people in passenger seat and three people in a small space behind the seat for 7 hours. 7 hours later, we could safely get to a bus station in a big city, Port Elizabeth. And I think the truck driver at the time, he was really the angel from God to save us on that day. We kept saying to him, "Okay, we don't trust you. Please, leave us alone. Go away." But he insisted for over 2 hours, following us and begging us, "You should leave right now. I get that you don't trust me, right? But you should go with me right now. Otherwise, you will get killed." He kept warning and alerting. And he saved us. Without his grateful alert, I don't think Rosa and I could be alive today. That was a grateful alert. And I believe in our scripture reading, Joel, his alert was just like that. God says, "Come back. Return to me with all your heart. Come back." And God is asking you and me in this season of Lent, come back. Reflect and re-examine the way you live your lives in your faith journey. Return to me. You know what? In our culture, it is not easy to say, "I am sorry." Yeah, typical way, "I'm sorry," without meaning, or that's not apologizing. Not easy to say, but it is okay to say, "I am sorry." If you have somebody whom you hurt before with your word, behavior, or deed, intentionally or unintentionally, it is okay. In this season, especially Lenten season, it is okay to say, "I'm sorry." And it is okay to say, "I'm sorry, God. I will get back to the right path now, from now." again. I believe the Lenten season is a blessing, a huge blessing. We may check where we are. We have one more chance to examine who we are and where we are and what we are doing. Lenten season is a grateful allot. God gives one more chance. It is God's kind, tender, and loving blessings. Let's take it in this season. Amen. I want to invite you, in the name of the church, the body of Christ, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy words. To make a right beginning of repentance and as a mark of our mortal nature, let us now come before God and have the sign. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and penitence, so that we may remember that only by your gracious gift we are given everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Now, all of us are welcome to come close, come forward. As we have ashes on us, we remember our mortality and remember that we belong to God. We belong to God. We come close to God asking for God's abundance love. Amen. We know sometimes we don't know what we are doing, whether we are doing good work or harming other people. We are on the right path or not. And it is the time we ask for God's guidance, wisdom, so that we may be on the right path. It is the acceptable time, and it is the day of salvation. In this season, come to the one who takes no delight in burnt offerings, but accept our sincere prayers, prayers of the repentance. Let us have a moment of silent prayer to self-examine and focus on God's love. Almighty God, through love, you have made us, and for love, you call us to repentance. Grant that we who seek to mend our sinful ways may find strength in your compassion and forgiveness. Restore to us the joy of your salvation, and give us your Holy Spirit that we may serve you with a willing heart, bearing witness to your abundant mercy in all the world. Lord, help us be the people who live every day, every moment, every second by your will. And help us be the people who love you and our neighbors. God, every day we need you. Be with us and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us sing together, Lord, who throughout these 40 days, page number 269, please rise as you are able in your body or in your soul. Somebody standing next to you or front and behind. In this season and today, this evening, let's bless one another. May God, who have forgiven
us, now make us strong for these days ahead. May Jesus lead us and we may become faithful to follow.
And may the blessing of God, the Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit, God of mercy, Master, and fire, be with us and remain with us always.